Yeah, money does talk. So do meals. And we are going to talk next to Brad Hogan. Hey, Brad, how are you? Oh, no. What happened? Oh, hello. My God.
Did you hang up on him?
Goodness. The paper was in the way. I went to move it, and I hung up on him. Brad, if you could call us back, that'd be wonderful. Brad Hogan. Attention.
Scott's never used a phone before, okay?
Well, it's the new Mattel phone. It's my first phone. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hi, sorry, I lost you right when you're doing the intro.
Yeah, that was not your fault. I was moving a piece of paper away and hit the next button down below you and hung up on you.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Professional radio broadcast.
Well, how are you?
Yeah, good. We were talking about meals, and I know that you're going to be trying to feed a bunch of people, and you got a challenge coming, correct?
We are, and we're very excited to kind of talk about it and let everybody know what we're doing.
Tell me about the challenge.
Feeding America and Tony Robbins does this Feed 1 Million Meals challenge, and we decided to take part in it. The cool thing about it is that for every dollar that is raised or donated to the cause, it feeds 10 people. And when we found out that a dollar was all it takes to feed 10 people, we got really excited, and we jumped on the opportunity to join.
So what made the company decide to take on this effort, though, and do you really intend to accomplish that goal?
We do. Actually, it's kind of cool because our company, obviously, we'll talk a little bit about Project Hope, but we like tracking things. We like being able to know where we're at, and we decided to get into this because food insecurity is a big deal in our country, and you know, really globally, it's a big thing. When people don't know when their next meal is going to come from, it can be a scary thing, and that, you know, we take it for granted because we eat three meals a day, and it's pretty easy to get food. But when we realized that we could actually make an impact on the local, national, and global level, it was something that we got very excited about.
Right, and we've seen during this pandemic a lot more people hungry than ever before, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, people losing jobs, people you'd never expect to be hungry. So now, how does the community get involved with all this, Brad?
So it's kind of cool that, to start with, right now it's the Random Acts of Kindness week. So Random Acts of Kindness are great regardless of what it is, whether
yes.
it's buying somebody's coffee or opening a door, whatever it could be like that. But for this week, we are actually matching donations to the cause, and we're going to match up to $5,000. So.
Wow.
The way that you can get involved is, offer up to do any good you can. Like I said, a dollar is all it takes to really feed 10 people. And if you donate a dollar, you're actually feeding 20 because we're going to match it. So
now if they want to donate, where do they go to do that?
So the easiest way to do it is to go to our webpage. That's HoganDesignAndConstruction.com, and you can go to the section that's about Hogan, and
okay.
under that section is our Project Hope banner, and you'll see all the details in there under that.
Well, you know, you're leading me right to the next question because I want to know what Project Hope is.
So Project Hope is something, you know, we're fortunate in our industry that we've done well, and especially out in our area, Geneva, St. Charles, and the better we do, the more we want to give back. It's part of our company culture and kind of what we've done over the past several years once we launched Project Hope. What's cool about Project Hope is it's a monthly cause,
mm-hmm.
and we're usually talking to one of our employees or sometimes one of our customers and something that is important to them. We've done things for numerous different charity organizations, and every month we focus on them, and we try to get the community aware of them and just kind of help out as much in any way we can.
Well, I've certainly heard about you. I've met you guys, so I know your company is well liked. And it was funny, I found out I was doing this driving down the street in Geneva, and I see your sign out in front of a house, and I said, "Well, they're working on that one."
we have a lot of signs right now. It's actually kind of nice.
Right, and are you having any issues with working people?
No, not at
Good.
All. Our industry is booming right now. We're a full design build firm. We're located in Geneva, but we kind of service the whole western suburbs, even up in the Lake Geneva. And we specialize in kitchens, basements, bathrooms, additions,
yeah.
whole home renovations. suits, and we even do some commercial build outs and things like that as well.
Well, you know, when I see you're matching $5,000 to $5,000 raise, that's $10,000, and you said $1 feeds 10 people. I can't even do the math there. Maybe 100,000. I don't know. But it's
100,000.
Okay. So it's a lot of people. And, you know, thanks for what you're doing. And once again, will you tell people where they need to go to donate, even, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20? I mean, they can help. You can be feeding a million by the end of the day.
That would be fantastic. But yeah. The website is www.hdcbuild.com/Project Hope. Project-Hope, I'm sorry. And it's on our website. It's under our About Us section.
Sure.
And please come on in, and we'd love to max out our matching this for this week.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hogan Design and Construction's Brad Hogan, your name is on the sign. It was nice talking to you, and I know we'll catch up again soon because we're bumping into each other now.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate what you're doing for your community. And I live in Geneva, so you're helping me too. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you.
That is Brad Hogan. I wanted to do that the whole time he was on the phone, but I had to wait till he hung up. 1 Million Meals Initiative. Wow.